It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 725. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is one word, Mike Tech Show. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. And your clients can remote into their systems via subaccounts. You can try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com or go directly to instanthousecall.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. There's a couple stories in the trenches that involves Instant House Call. We'll get to them in a few minutes. We also thank MagnusBox for sponsoring the Mike Tech Show. Your secure, reliable, single source for all your cloud backups for your clients across all platforms, Windows, Mac, Linux. They have Synchro scripts now. This is the solution for clients, especially that have had to leave their office and they didn't have an online backup in these scary times. I added multiple clients this week because of that. If you sign up, first go to magnusbox.com and check out the demo. When you sign up and you mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months are half price. Same goes with Instant House Call. Your first 3 months are half price. For both of them, just mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. What a week. It has been, since last Thursday, this has been the busiest week since I started my consulting company in 2008 of October. Yesterday could have been the single busiest day that we've ever had. And we're going to get into a lot of those stories into the trenches that, of course, involve COVID-19, the coronavirus. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some supplies, some of the shortages for things that we need in our business and things you should be having for your business if you got to go out and touch and visit a customer. Then IT tips. I got a few tips that I had to pull out of my hat and solve on the fly yesterday and today. And I didn't even log them all, but I got a couple of them and made notes. That's what I'm going to talk about. There's some great links. Matt Rodella has a tremendous link, and he's responsible for my tech builder website that MHS Consulting is hosted, and it was designed by Matt. He posted some tips, and I'm going to have a great link for that. And some other links. There's some great Synchro links. Oh, so much. Then I want to talk about SyncBack Pro. So that's the show. Now, I have a stack of email that I can't get to tonight. So look for another Mike Tech Show this Saturday at 2 p.m. Now, let's hope I can get this posted up before Saturday. I think I can. So it's going to be Saturday, 2 p.m., the next show, and it's just email. That's all I'm going to do. So as we all band together and try to protect one another by quarantining ourselves and not going outside as best we can, I just received an email. The governor of the state of Pennsylvania, there's now an alert. There's an alert every day, right? Every few minutes. Pennsylvania Governor Wolf has ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses to close as of 8 p.m. tonight. Starting tomorrow, all, and this was from one of the stores that I go to, all all of their stores are going to be closed. So you have to be a life-sustaining business. Now, it doesn't mean you can't work remotely, and that has been the gist of the busyness. It is getting customers connected remotely, solving problems, and I'll tell you the biggest thing, didn't realize how many home computers haven't been turned on for years, because as they turn them on over the weekend and the beginning of the week, we would remote in and we had to do cleaning, serious cleanup, getting updates, getting antivirus and anti-malware running. There were so many things to do. And then add sub-accounts for remote access for Instant House Call. So we would talk the client to go to our portal, download the Instant House Call program, install it. We would then connect. They would start a session. We would connect in, take a quick look, what's going on, try to fix as much as we can. There's also stacks of laptops. I'm wondering if some of my neighbors are worried because of different cars pulling up in front of the house and coming at the door. And then what we would do is just meet at the door and hand the technology over. They would maybe have their laptop in a bag, hand it, and then they would come by either later or the next day and hand it off. This is a great segue of how we are protecting ourselves. And a big shout out to Corey Fruitman, who founded and owns Instant House Call. He posted a Facebook link for Staples for gloves. I'm going to have a link to Amazon because Staples doesn't have them anymore. These gloves are fantastic, and you can type in them. You can, if you are going to get gas, put the gloves on as you go to the pump and then throw them out. These are disposable. First link for tonight is our Amazon link to buy a box of 100. I have this box and I have another box coming. Staples is out. I don't know, but I haven't checked. Amazon may be out, but at least it'll give you the brand and what to look for. I hope you already have them. We have them. Next, hand sanitizers. If you need a printing and promotional company, this is our MHS Consulting hand sanitizers that we have had for a year. And now we look like geniuses having this as our swag item. Now, we're being very careful how much we're handing out. I got the last order in for another 251-ounce bottles. And when we give them to a client, as my son hits a desk and leaves that behind this week, they are so grateful. They are so happy. That's not all. Clorox wipes. My car, my son's car, we're carrying the Clorox wipes with us. Luckily, I had a bunch of these before this even hit. And something else I had a lot of, and I'm so glad I found them, alcohol swabs. These are things you need to do. So we are making sure that we, when we enter an office, a company, especially my son is the one who's doing all of the work on site at clients. I am working only remotely. I am self-quarantining myself. I have a cough. It is not the coronavirus. I have no fever. I feel pretty good. It's just this persistent cough that I know would scare the heck out of anybody that I run into. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to cause panic. As a matter of fact, my son's at a site at home for someone we know, and he's going to work on the printer that there's a problem. They have three 18, 19, 20-year-old kids in the house that are home from school, and they go running and screaming, "Why is someone coming in the house?" And they run into their bedrooms and close the door. That was the description of my son when he entered the house. So I get it. It's what you want. And I have some more links, but these are products I hope you have if you're going outside, even for just yourself and your own protection. We wipe down everything we touch. We wipe it down before we touch it, and then we wipe it down again. We have the gloves that we'll throw away the minute we leave wherever you're at. throw the gloves away. And my son just going to a shopping bag to pick up lunch today. He wears the gloves, throws them away, some hand sanitizer when he's done, and then get back into the car. These are the precautions you should be taking, especially if you want to go outside and interact with anything. But a lot of clients are depending on us to help keep them running. And some of them are still going to their office. And those that need our help, we're going to do our best we can to get there. All right. Some more links that are very helpful. First, let's go over Tech Blog Builder link. Very important. Matt Rodella and his team put together a few communications and things that you can do in your own blog or getting creative with your remote tech support packages, offer free device disinfecting services with repair tune-ups, offer curbside drop-off and pickup, help retail clients with a quick e-commerce site, ask clients what they need. We were doing that last week and Monday and then delivering on them. This is a great list that you want to put the focus on helping your client. It not only will you get more business from that client, they are going to be so thankful that you helped them. Two clients in particular for us. One is a sports memorabilia company that actually was moving to a temporary location, which this was already scheduled. And they had massive internet issues because Comcast couldn't install. And the things we had to do, and I should say my son, with me giving advice on the phone to him, he got everything connected. We look like gods and we are heroes. And that's what you want. And when this is over, it's going to be, you're going to have tremendous benefits for those clients that you helped in a time of need like this. We're going to make money. We're helping them. This is a great place. I'm going to give you another one. Even if you don't have Synchro, this is good because these are email templates that Synchro put together on need to help moving remote, no disruption of service, and a residential mailer. Now, you should have been in front of the curve doing some of these things already, but if you didn't, hey, this is going to be around for a while. This is an opportunity for you to now communicate with all of your businesses that you support, or even residential. Get the proper products to prepare in case if you got to go on site that I already mentioned. I'm going to do my best with links. Hopefully they're still in stock. And then start arming yourself with the right solutions, Instant House Call. Let me tell you a little quick story of a client that a law firm, for their remote access, they use a competitor because they have Macs. I can't get them for Instant House Calls. And yes, I beat up Corey all the time. I want unattended access on a Mac. That's the only limitation on Instant House Call. For two machines, it was $349. We needed to just add one more because they're Macs at home. It jumps to over $800, and now you're allowed five machines. $800 for five machines. That's insane. If you don't need Mac or you don't need unattended Mac support, Instant House Call is the solution. I'm going to give you another one, and this will help you get paid. A few of our clients who are working remote, they have QuickBooks in the office. They're now Instant House Call subaccount, remoting in. They need to print checks. There is remote printing option on the Instant House Call client. You pick, you activate remote printing. So here's what happens and how it works. When they go to print, they pick the printer that's the remote name. So if mine, their printer actually is Mike Tech Show, okay, for the printer. Then when they go to print, it will turn it into a PDF, do a file transfer, and open Adobe with the file. And then they print from there. So a very clever way to get this to work across all programs that are being run remotely. And my son was remoted in to their home system to the admin assistant of a law firm that needs to print checks. And she had her checks. They had her, you know, stack of the blank checks at home. She test printed using the remote printing and it printed perfect. And she was just unbelievably happy. So if they can print checks, they can pay me. So, you know, there's a double benefit here. You know, you want your clients to be up and running, even if their physical office is shut down, because A, you want to support them and be able to bill them, and you want them to be able to print checks for you. The extra motivation to get this to work. I mean, they are sort of stories from the trenches, but we got some more. A heavy-duty Synology user for an office. All of the employees have their S drive mapped to the Synology server. They're now at home. How are they going to map to it? Now, I solved this last week. Matter of fact, on Friday, OpenVPN is supported. I turned on the OpenVPN. Well, first you have to download the VPN server software, which is free. You do that in the applications. Google, or I'll do this and put the link, Synology VPN options. It is step by step and so simple to follow. Once you turn it on, all you have to do is port forward. You got to have your Synology, has to have a static IP address. You have one port that you got to set up in the firewall to forward to the Synology. The OpenVPN client you install, there's a config file that you download from the Synology interface to your machine. It's a text config file. All you really got to do to change in there is change the server and put their public IP address. Now, hopefully they have a static IP. If they do not, then you're going to have Dyn DNS or something, and then put that website in the space for the server that you're connecting. We connect it and mapped his S drive to the 10 address that is being assigned to the Synology. So it was a 10.0. Blah, blah, blah. Working great. But on Monday, discovered that a critical app called Mail Manager that works in Outlook that files all of their mail to the Synology server would not work properly because it's looking for the word server. So rather than change that, I said, I got the solution. I edit the hosts file on the system, then put that 10 address, a tab, and then the word server. Disconnect the map drive, reboot, mapped using the word server after they connect to the VPN. Use the word server / and the share name. Boom, everything's working great. Now, they have another product that they have to use, and this was great. It was just two more port forwards. I had a conference call last week with the tech support of that company, and they recommended when the client fails, since they're not in the office, don't worry. When it fails, it's going to pop up with where they connect. Put the public IP address. Boom. It's working great. But I had to add two more port forwards from the firewall to that device for that application. QuickBooks, they wanted to go to QuickBooks Online, but their CPA refuses to go to QuickBooks Online. So they went to the QuickBooks desktop version hosted in the cloud. So it's really like a secure terminal service, like an RDP. It's not real RDP, but it's like RDP connecting. It is secure. There's like another layer, another product on top of it. I think it's Right Networks, and they host. That was recommended by Intuit and our bookkeeper. So this was all for just one client, getting them working. The law firm, a couple law firms, they were a lot easier because once they fully remoted into their desktop, they didn't need anything else. It also flags gaps. If the internet goes down, you don't want to be beholden to the office. You want to be cloud-based with all the applications. So this has opened the possibility of some gaps that we have to solve for during this time. We're not doing it this week. We're putting it off for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to get, hopefully, you know, their internet's not going to go down, and then we have to solve for this for the long term. So this is opening the eyes of clients that weren't going to move something to the cloud. They were afraid. They now know they have to. So we're leveraging, usually that's a hurricane or a tornado or something that generates this thinking. Now, this has sparked an opportunity to sell MagnusBox to a couple clients that did local backups for their server. But what they would do is they would rotate the drives. They're now not in the office. I mentioned that last week. Boom. I said, I can install this. This is what it costs. They said, Mike, just do it. And I remoted in, set it up, piece of cake. It's running. Happy, happy. Another tip for something I found and had to fix this week. Client calls us, Mike, my print, the font on an email is so small, even a magnifying glass, you can't read it. No matter what you do, even if you change the font. I ran into this before. I had to find a link so to put in the show notes. This is to fix the font too small to read in Outlook when composing emails. Great YouTube video easily showing you how to do it. It's the Zoom function. They accidentally clicked Zoom somehow, and it's so small, and it's amazing. We fixed this in 5 minutes because when my son was working on it, and I heard, because he sits behind me, and I hear what he's talking about, I said, whoa, stop. I know exactly what's wrong here. And when you're going to compose a message, you go to options, and then down at the far right, there's a Zoom. Click that, and it was like 5%, which means it's like micro print. Change that to 100%, boom, everything's visible again. And now it's the real fonts for the matching the font sizes that you picked. Everybody says where to go in Outlook to go change the fonts. That's not the solution. I remember running into this a while ago and had to dig till I discovered it was the Zoom function. This is surprising because the client called today and told us they received an email that said PayPal successfully charged a large number, and what they've done is they will call them and it says, dear client, it doesn't say PayPal, and most banks and places, they will never send you a generic email like that. It'll say dear in the person. And first and foremost, by the way, this is the fourth time this user, I guess over the past couple years, this wasn't the only scam. Same day, she let someone remote in because they called her, identified themselves as Amazon, and said there's some false charges. So they're not connecting the dots. Why would someone have to remote in from Amazon because there was a false charge? So they put it like, we're going to help you. You're infected. Oh, you got malware bites. We got to remove that. Oh, what's this instant house call? We got to remove that. They removed everything. When they asked for a credit card, that's when she hung up and literally pulled the plug on the computer. And I'm like, good for her. She did that. But she let them in. This is the fourth time that she has let bad actors connect to her system. So there's nothing we can do or say. We told her, no one will call you and ask you to do something, or you can't believe anything. If an email, if a Facebook post, if a website pop-up asks you to do something, don't do it. That's the first lesson that we communicate to all of our clients. And I would say only half of them heed to that. Now, for this person to be scammed four times, I have no pity. My son, billable couple hours, had to put another antivirus client on, charge her for that, got everything fixed. She's happy. Hopefully, will she learn the lesson? Probably not. We'll get a call in a few months with the same problem. That's okay. You know, we did everything we can do. And I'd love to know how many times that's happened for you for clients. And I would think quite a bit. So shocking, so surprising. I want to get to the final topic, which is SyncBack Pro. I've owned this. I used to talk about SyncBack Free years and years ago. I haven't pulled out SyncBack Pro in a while. And I don't know what made me do this, but over the weekend, I looked at something. I think it was an update. So I got an email from twobrightsparks.com. That's who makes SyncBack. And I went and I downloaded and I started looking at the site. And I was like, wow, I own SyncBack Pro and it backs up emails from Pop, IMAP, and Exchange. I was like, really? So I'm going to have a link to TubeBright. I want you to look into this. Their other versions do not back up email. I backed up and set up a profile for backing up my Exchange email messages hosted at SureWeb. And of course, it works with any Exchange hosted server, and especially Office 365. I created my profile and then reviews how to select email messages, enter your email connection details, test it. It'll tell you whether it worked or not. And then you can quickly configure backing up all of your email. I feel pretty good. Now, I have backups. My system is backed up from a SyncBack to the Synology. My system's backed up to MagnusBox. My system is now also backed up to another drive, my emails. I am so protected. Cloud-based, local-based. My system can die, and I'm not going to miss a beat. I don't care. I mean, I care. I don't want it to die. I don't want to go through that pain and agony. You've heard me go through that whenever my system crashes. Now, as Carrie listened, he's like, what? System crashes? I built that. That doesn't crash. Not the beast. The beast that I'm using now, no crashes. It's been just phenomenal. I'm so happy. It's you should see the delight on my face when I'm doing the post show for the Mike Tech Show or Tech Vets. It's cut half the time down. Just having all of that RAM and the Core i9 and the fast hard drives, wow, it's just phenomenal. And if you're new to the show, you want to take a look at Carrie Holzman on YouTube or go back into the past shows where I've linked the videos for Carrie building my machine. Now, I haven't reached out to Carrie about Tech Vets, but we got to do it. During these times, I want to generate more content. You're quarantined. You're trapped. I will give you content. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I want to do on Saturday. I want to read and get to all your email because I've had so much to do here. And I haven't went through half my stories and half my tips. And I want to get to everything. So I have so much content. It's easy. And anytime Carrie and I get together, you know, we could do a show every night. I mean, the two of us. But we just don't have the time. Now, I'm going to wrap up early tonight on this show only because I'm so tired. I've been up since 6 a.m. I was up at 6 a.m. yesterday. I was literally working nonstop from 6 a.m. yesterday to 10 p.m. And I'm wiped. So I'm just, even though I'm not out walking around and visiting clients, I'm just, I'll tell you, my brain hurts from just so many different, I'm being attacked at so many different directions for problems for clients. And don't get me wrong, I love it. And I don't want to offend the consulting gods because I want the work to continue. But we're having fun because we enjoy what we're doing and I enjoy solving problems. And then I enjoy sharing them with you. And hopefully there's a tidbit here that's going to help you. So as we wrap up, I got great links for tonight. So make sure as you're listening to this to come back to MikeTechShow.com, check out the show notes. And in those show notes, you're going to see a link to support the show from Amazon. Now, there's a shortage, so we're going to do another story here. Webcams are, there's a shortage. There's a shortage on headset microphones. Everything's backordered. I have a good client that reached out today, a little late. I wish she had reached out earlier, but she's lucky that I have an extra webcam, and she's coming by tomorrow to pick it up. I can't do that for everybody. So there are lots of back orders and lots of will be in soon or soon, you know, and they give dates and you don't know if they're going to make them. So if your clients don't have the webcams and how they're set up now to maybe do remote meetings, it could be too late. Amazon's shutting down some warehouses. So it's going to be slow to get it, but you're going to be buying from there. And if you or your clients are going to buy anything from Amazon, please use the link that Carrie Holzman and I share. This link will take them back to Amazon, but now anything they buy and put in the cart, a small commission comes back to support the show. We appreciate that so much. It is so important to support us, especially now, because my big concern is getting paid for all this work that we're doing. Now, something else I'm doing now, I'm not a big credit card processing. A lot of people don't pay with credit cards. They pay with checks. Today, three big credit card orders because it was easier for them to pay me. I'm eating the ridiculous percentage that Square charges me, but I'm still with Square right now. I have the app on my cell phone. And easy peasy to do the charges, and quite a bit of charges today. So there was a laptop, a big system that's going to be coming in next week, and three monitors and a multifunction machine. And this is for the owner of a company who's still at his office, but he wants this great setup at his house. And we got everything coming into here. We're going to configure it, test it. Well, that is a lot of money. And I want to get paid right away. So he gave me the credit card. And so that's something else to consider. You got to adapt your business during these times to, A, make sure you're getting paid and making it convenient for your customer at the same time. Maybe you got to mark up everything 4% in order to cover that fee. I don't want to have to charge an extra fee on top of that. So I try not to. Instant House Call, we've talked a lot about them. Visit instanthousecall.com and then let them know you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. Download the trial. Check it out. Same with Magnus Box. Check it out. Babs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Client brought in a laptop today that wouldn't boot. I took the drive out, brought it over to my machine with a cable, the laptop drive, used Babs Auto Backup. It grabbed everything into a directory. I then was able to copy that to an external drive for them. Again, it was brilliant. We were so lucky that the drive spun up so we could hit Fabs. But Fabs takes care of all the details of all those settings and moving it. Click on that link. It's so inexpensive. You got to have it. You got to own it. That's it. I ask, and I will do another show next week. Obviously, I want to do one Saturday. Send me emails for your stories of the products and the things that you're using in the trenches during this COVID-19 infections and virus that we're dealing with. What did I not mention that you think should be shared to everybody? Let me know. Hit me up. MikeTechShow@gmail.com. That is awesome. All right. That's it. I'll see everybody Saturday. And if not, next week, same time, same channel. If you can't make Saturday, remember you can subscribe and download the podcast. That's it, everybody. Stay safe.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.